listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate to have myself and Andy Shaw available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. When there is a person on the air right now, you will not be able to get through, so just keep calling and we hope to get your call. And tonight, I just want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting and loving relationships. The facilitator coaches will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want Training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. The Want Institute offers instruction on the principles of communication with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create win-win situations in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills with the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the technique of Want Training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information regarding the Want Institute coaching facilitators, you can reach me at 949-723-0338, or please send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com. So tonight we have Andy Shaw. He's a trained coach by Dr. Pat Allen. He'll be my co-host to take questions and answers. Andy, do you want to say hello to the audience?
Hi, audience.
You don't sound too thrilled. What's going on?
It's been a rough day.
Oh, it's been a rough day. I'm sorry about that. Hopefully we'll have some callers to put you in the mood, the Christmas spirit. Before we go on, I just want to do some advertising. I personally offer some ladies groups. We meet once a month, variable times. It's $20 a class, and we book it in four class increments once a week for $80. And I also want to give all of the ladies some special coaching. Ladies, if you've been giving to everyone except yourself, it's time for a shift. My name's Sue Wagner from the Want Institute, and I'm offering 15-minute Zoom coaching sessions to help you rebuild confidence, strengthen boundaries, and pursue healthy relationships. You can call the Want Institute at 949-723-0338, or please send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. to claim your complimentary spot. So step into the new year as the strongest version of you. And also, I'm available. And if people request Andy Shaw, I'll check with him to see if his schedule opens up as well. So Andy, is there anything you want to share with the audience? What was this bad day? Did you have to use any of Dr. Pat's tools?
Well, you know, so I, at work, I've volunteered to help a group out, and this group didn't clearly state what any of the expectations were or roles, responsibilities, due dates, deliverables, basically all the basics that you would think of in a project. None of that got done. And then last week, which is why I was late to this class or this podcast last week, they told me at 2:15 that something was due at 4:00.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Like a week ago. So anyways, my what I gave them was not what they wanted, but they never really told me what they wanted. Didn't give me templates. Anyways, I ain't going on. Point was, there's we were not on the same page. And when I reached out to ask for a win-win, the other person didn't respond at all.
Okay.
And we ended up just being in front of my supervisor. So you can only do what you can only do. At the end of the day, it's a two-person problem, and you can only control your part. So when they said, thanks, but no thanks, we've had enough, I went, okay, cool, no worries. I've already done what I can do. You know, you're not communicating with me. There's nothing else for me to do.
Is this a, are you being paid or is this voluntary work? Volunteer.
It was voluntary extra work.
Oh, okay. So, paid for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to help out a larger group of people. And it didn't work out. And I tried to communicate, at least I thought I did to the best of my ability. And it still didn't work out. So not every conversation is going to work out the way you want it to.
That's true. And so what's the learning lesson here for the audience?
Well, for me, it was I've done my part. I've said everything I can say. I've tried to engage in conversation. Or I should say I did engage in conversation. But you can only go as far as other person. You know, this is a two, this is a, what do they call that, potato sack race? You can only go so far with each, with your potato sack, and the other person is standing still. So I went as far as I could go. They weren't going with me. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So yeah. If you got any advice, I'll take your advice. I'll be your first caller.
Well, I don't know. See, I'm different than men and women, but well, I guess you did the best you could with the resources you had. That's all you can do. Did you go back in and offer them the stroke and stand and say, you know, I really appreciate, you know, wanting to help you out here, but unfortunately, I need a little bit more detail. What do you think about providing me with templates? Was that on your, did you do anything along that course?
I did, about 2 days ago. So I sent my email on Thursday afternoon. And I came here to get online.
Yeah.
And I was out sick on Monday. And on Tuesday, I get logged back on and it says, oh, by the way, we need the rest of the stuff too. And yeah. Due to close the business. That was like 4 days ago.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, well, you know, I'm in the cyber realm. I'm not doing everything. It's not my wheelhouse to do everything. At least I didn't think so. So I reached back out to her. I called her, an e messenger, and said, hey, you know, want to talk about roles and expectations and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, do you have time to talk? And she basically just said, no, I'm busy. And next thing I know, I get an invite to talk with her, my boss. And she tells me, thanks for no thanks today. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, you had a bad day. All of us have a bad day.
Yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, I did everything I could do, and still didn't work out. So it's a temporary setback, which is okay.
Yes, for everybody out there, I know it's heading to the holidays. Hopefully, we can get some people with questions. I know you have questions for the holidays. 323-203-0815. Next week, we will not be live. We will have a pre-recorded. It will be Andy Shaw, Kathy Katz, and myself. It's a pre-recorded radio show. We hope you still listen in. And if anybody out there is not available to call in, please email me your questions at info@drpatallen.com. And I'd be happy to read them on the podcast and we'll answer them. And you can listen to the archives. Is there any questions or topics you want to work with? I know I have a lot of questions that from my ladies groups that they're wanting to discover.
What's your ladies groups? I think.
Oh, okay. Well, the biggest thing now is unavailable men. I have three ladies that their boyfriends have terminated the relationships. Basically, the ladies want them back, even though probably 60% they had cons about the boyfriend and his behavior, and 40% were the pluses. And as Dr. Pat always says, if he's 51% valuable, but what women want, what I want to stress for women to look for is consistency.
What do you mean by that, Sue?
Which one that I, which one from what I
said? Consistency. What does that mean to you?
Being available, is if he's, you know, given consistency. You see, if, you know, if you're in a relationship, you want to at least see each other 2 to 3 times a week. If you're going to make phone calls and say, I'll call you Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, keep the contract to call. Don't be evasive. Let's see. Feeling safe and secure. A lot of times women never know if he's going to come over, if he's going to call, because he has a record, a trustworthy record of saying he'll call and then he doesn't call. They get anxious and then they start thinking that they're feeling rejected. He's going to break up. And when he does break up, they want to do everything they can to get him back. But I tell them there's two people in this relationship, two people to work through it. Some people want him to go to counseling and hope that somewhere he sees his part of the relationship. And I say, but he may not ever see that he's part of this broken relationship. And it's not our job as ladies to fix him. There's different types of attachment styles. There's the anxious, avoidant, and secure. So we talked about that before in the past shows. So what would you, if you were in a relationship, Andy, because you're the man, what would your part be as far as being the masculine man? What do you think your job or your duties or your responsibilities for the relationship?
I mean, something more specific than give, protect, and cherish?
Yes. That's kind of vague because, you know, here's the thing. The women go, well, he makes all the dates and plans. I go, yes, dear, that's wonderful. But does he make sure that you're safe? Does he follow through on helping you with you know, making, you know, helping you with whatever, you know, you want in your life? There's more to him being masculine and just making the dates, leading.
I mean, I can tell you what I've done in the past, which
okay,
is
go ahead.
The yeah. same thing these other guys have done, make the dates, lead. And when we go anywhere, the women I'm with feel safe because I'm built like a brick house. And I mean, nobody messes with us ever.
Uh-huh. And,
I mean, so I've given, let's see, I'm on this given day, I've taken you out, I've fed you, we've shopped, you bought stuff, you smiled, you laughed, hopefully not cried. Those are very rare days.
yeah.
And you got a free ride there and back. What else is missing? I called you, we've set this up, we've confirmed it. What am I missing?
Well, there has to be the chemistry, and sometimes that has to be. You can build chemistry by dating a few times.
Yeah, I mean that's why you ask them, right? To go on a date and mm-hmm. you already like them, so you like what you see. You're all very happy.
And then there's compatibility. You know, chemistry and compatibility. A lot of people. Pick people that they may want to get married, but he doesn't want to get married. And then they still go for the deal and then they're mad later on.
My question is like, I used to spend, you know, particularly when I was a young man, we'd spend hours in the car and just talking. And at the time I thought we had a lot of compatibility, definitely a lot of chemistry. And we clearly communicated at least at that point in time. But those are what car rides are for. Those are the hard conversations that people have, should have.
Well, they have, but I have a lot of ladies, they don't want to bring up that they want to be married. They don't want to bring up they want to be children. And do you know what most of the reasons why? They're afraid that he won't like them and go away. And I said, honey, that's good if he goes away, because you're incompatible. You don't want a person that doesn't want the same interests and lifestyle and future that you do. That won't work.
You know, I take that same mindset to having today, like in entrepreneurship too, it's fail early and fail often.
Yeah.
The earlier you knock them out, the earlier these things don't work out, the sooner you find something that will.
Yeah.
That maybe, you know, I did a degree in entrepreneurship, right? And the reason I did it is because it scared the crap out of me. And what I really took from it was some ideas. And they are fail early and fail often.
Okay.
A huge thing, which is the antithesis to being perfect. You wanting things to work. Well, of course you want to work. You wouldn't go into business if you didn't want to work. You wouldn't have this relationship if you didn't want to work, generally speaking. But take that same mindset. Like if I told you that it's going to take you 9 phone calls to get to a yes, 9 out of 10 calls are no's.
Yeah.
How quickly are you willing to get to that call number 10?
Pretty darn
quickly. Well, what if we took the same concept and said you're gonna have 9 duds of dudes?
Yes.
Until you get to your 10th date. How quick are you willing to do
that? I tell them that all the time, and women get frustrated. The biggest thing is they get frustrated on going on 1, 2, 3 dates, and then they shut down. And I'm thinking, well, where is this Prince Charming supposed to come in? Or they say, I know Dr. Pat's work, but when I'm in front of him, I freeze. So there's, you know, being aware of what you're doing. And then I get that, well, I didn't have chemistry for him. Well, that's the biggest mistake, is because if you have too much chemistry all of a sudden, it could be from what's familiar. And that chemistry might really be red flags on the unavailable man that you generally pick often, as Dr. Pat always says. Sometimes you have to pick the boring, stable, steady guys so that you can work through your nervous system of always wanting to be in emotional turmoil, anxious, unavailable, unsafe relationship with an unavailable man. So there's a lot of things working against you sometimes, and being aware of what attachment style you are and generally what kind of picker you have. I always talk about the picker. So does Dr. Pat.
Could you use, when you're talking about this stuff, do you have any analogies that you'd like to use?
Well, I pulled up stuff about how to stop attracting and choosing unavailable men. And it's a mix of psychology, attachment healing, energy work, and practical dating strategies. And number one is, stop confusing chemistry with compatibility. Unavailable men often create intensity, not intimacy. So to break the pattern, you have to train yourself to ask, is this connection consistent? Do his actions match his words? And do I feel safe with him or anxious? If your body feels tense, waiting, hoping, or guessing when he's going to call or reach out, then that's not chemistry. That's activation. And then number two is identifying the hook he triggers in you. And every woman who chases unavailable men get hooked for one or two reasons. Sometimes they do. You want to be chosen. A lot of ladies want to go in there and pick me. Or do you want to prove that you're worthy? Do you want to fix or heal somebody? And do you want to win the challenge, or do you crave emotional highs when he shows up inconsistently? That's that dopamine high, the constant roller coaster. You're always getting excited when he calls and then depressed when he doesn't, but you look forward to the time he does call. And then when you name the hook, you can break the spell that these unavailable men have on you. And then start dating from your nervous system, not your wounds. Your body will tell you. Healthy men are calm, steady, and grounded. As Dr. Pat always says, they're generally boring. And then unavailable men are you're usually anxious, they're confused, you get the adrenaline, and you start overthinking and questioning if you're doing something wrong, or you know, why don't, and then you feel rejected a lot. So pay attention to the feeling after the date, not the chemistry during the date. And then raise your minimum standard to this one rule. You only invest in men who invest in you consistently. Not words, not promises, not potential. I get a lot of women who go with just what he says. And then his actions don't match. And then when I talk to them, they go, well, he said. I go, yes, but did you watch his actions? Anybody can say perfect things. You have to watch to see if he shows up matching his words. And only behavior and consistency and emotional availability. Those are what you want to look for. Unavailable men get cut off by these standards immediately. They don't show up consistently. Sometimes they're emotionally unavailable. They'll call you 1 week, say they had a wonderful time, and then they'll ghost you for a week, call you back, and get you hooked again. And then don't overfunction when he underfunctions. So that would mean if you find yourself initiating, planning, explaining, fixing, reminding him, apologizing, chasing, and trying to get clarity. You always want him to clarify, you know, what he's thinking, what he's feeling, where you're going. So all of that is just stop and take your hands off the steering wheel. Let the relationship reveal itself by his behavior. If he doesn't step up, that's your answer. And then heal the part of you that thinks love must be earned. A lot of women were raised to be responsible, to be caretakers, to be the strong ones, to please others for love, and earn affection by giving. So don't chase. If you want, okay, so then learn to feel bored with emotional unavailability. Right now, the chaos feels is excitement. When they call you, when they tell you everything you want to hear, then, you know, you get that euphoria, the norepinephrine high. Healthy men, they're generally slow, boring, or too calm. They like consistency and they take their time to get to know people. And we certainly retrain our body so that healthy men feel attractive and safe. So that's what we want to work on. Go out with the consistent, boring, safe man. And then don't date men's potential. Only date men's current behavior, current emotional capacity, current life circumstances, current commitment levels. Unavailable men often have amazing potential, but potential is fantasy. And then you want to look for the green flags. Men who are available, they call and text consistently. They make plans. They share their feelings. They're emotionally grounded. They follow through with their words. They make your life calmer, not chaotic. They show interest without being pushed. And they pursue you at a healthy pace. So then shift from choose me to do I choose you. A lot of women, they want to go on the date and they hope the man chooses them. So they start turning themselves into a pretzel, hoping that the man will like them. It's the other way. Women, we choose the men we want to be with. So unavailable men get power because you're trying to win them over. So flip the dynamic. Start asking, does he meet my needs? Does he create emotional safety? Does he lead with consistency? Do I feel valued? Do I like how I show up around him? When you are the chooser, unavailable men lose all their charm. So these are some of the things that I share with my ladies. I sent this out to them and they want more and more and more because they see so many of their traits. So most of the women I work with, they pick the unavailable men that they're trying to get him to step up, trying to understand why he doesn't call, trying to understand why he's emotionally unavailable, why he doesn't keep his commitments. And even when I tell them he's probably an unavailable man, they still want to win him over. So what would you think about that, Andy?
I was just thinking about like the analog I was trying to get to, which is like you're at a fair and you're walking from ride to ride.
Yes.
And you're waiting in line.
Yes.
like the walking and the waiting line are all very boring.
Yes.
And the exciting is very exciting, but a very short period of time.
Yes, that's true. Good analogy. Yeah.
But you cannot get to the exciting part unless you're willing to do the walk.
Yes.
You cannot get on the ride unless you're willing to wait in the line.
Yes. Okay.
So I guess the question is, do you want to be on the ride? Then you got to do these things.
You do. And eventually, hopefully, the walk to the ride will be more comforting than just the 30 seconds or 1 minute on the ride.
Yeah. Eventually, yeah. Hopefully you sometimes even go, you know what? This conversation is more engaging than this ride could ever be.
But that's Let's true. Keep it for now. Good point. Yeah. So the walk is longer. You take the walk longer than the 1 minute ride.
Yeah, I used to tell people I went to Don Sayo West Coast Conference, the Harley Davidson, and they would put on a yearly thing in San Diego and the East Coast. And I'd go, and I'd go for one day. It'd be about 8 hours. And in general, there was some really good information. Was it worth the 8 hours? I don't know. But normally when I'm there, I normally get at least like a 30-second piece of gold that I would not have gotten had I not been there. When I was in Hawaii, I went and got this great deal at T-Mobile, only because the guy saw me and we started chatting.
Yeah.
In the world, I would have ever gotten it had I not been there. And you don't get the goal unless you want to dig.
Okay. That's true. Yeah.
You don't get the diamonds unless you want to dig. You don't get anything worthwhile unless you want to put in the effort. So all that is the same thing as, what are the quality of my tools? What are the quality of my boundaries? What are the quality of my wants and not wants? Have I made that relationship contract? Do I know myself well enough and value myself well enough to go, you know what? I'm not looking for you to want me. I'm looking for me to want you, just like you just said.
Yes.
So this whole thing, like today it happened to me, I'm like, okay, cool. I don't want to be where I'm not wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want me, I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll work together, but only if we work together. But those standards only came after I found value in myself, which took a really long freaking time, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. So I also pulled up this thing on the 30-second emotional availability test. So I'm going to share it with everybody. Ask yourself these three questions after each interaction. Does he create clarity or confusion? Clarity equals available. Confusion equals unavailable. If you're overthinking, guessing, or trying to decode him, that's your answer for unavailable. If he is consistent without you having to earn it, does he text regularly, make plans, follow through without you pushing, reminding, or chasing? If consistency only happens when you put in effort, he's unavailable. And also, do you feel calm or anxious in your body? Your nervous system doesn't lie. Calm, grounded, steady equals emotionally safe men. Anxious, activated, tense, waiting equals emotionally unavailable men. So your body tells the truth faster than your mind. If he fails even one of these, he's unavailable. So emotionally available men make you feel clear, calm, connected, and chosen. Unavailable men make you feel confused, anxious, hopeful, and uncertain. It's that simple. That's a pretty good guideline.
Yeah, the only thing I would probably change, at least in my mind, you know, doing that homework, right? Is nobody can make you feel anything, but they give you the opportunity to feel that way. For certain.
Yeah. So hopefully people will listen and they'll start taking these tools to find out if their men are unavailable. And please Don't think that you can get emotionally unavailable man and change him. It doesn't work like that. He has to want to change. And I'm sure he likes the way he is because he doesn't have to commit or be responsible for anybody but himself. And that might be a red flag itself. So those are some things. And then I also was throwing out about, I'm a certified coach for the WAN Institute. And during the holidays, I'm going to offer a 15-minute complimentary Zoom session for anybody that wants to call the office or email me at 949-723-0338 or info@drpatallen.com. So with that, and also Andy, I think we were talking about starting you up a men's group, but I don't have a lot of men that listen to Dr. Pat's stuff.
That's okay. I get some working at work, random things, random conversations. I talk about books, you know, that you were talking about earlier how...
Yeah, tell them about the book list. You, Andy was our tech guy. He came up with a lot of Dr. Pat Allen's book lists.
Well, yeah, it was on the back of the communication manual, so I just put it on the back of it. But like I talked a lot about outwitting the devil, talked about today.
Yes, that's a great book.
What's that?
The Outwitting the Devil is a great book.
Yeah, when you're talking about how women give up after three times, roughly, that's what the devil wants. He talks about it.
Yes.
When you do that, in your mind, I'm guessing that you probably say you just failed or that relationship failed.
Yeah, and they don't want to go out and keep trying. Kind of like what you said, I get a lot of women that are frustrated. They've had one or two bad guys or bad experiences, so then they blame all of the guys who are going to be there. The guy looks at them wrong, and that's how that guy looked at me that hurt me. Everything they find in the upcoming guys reminds them of the other guy, and they automatically blemish him. To keep them safe. They want relationships, but they're not willing to look at themselves and push through, as Dr. Pat pushed the arrow through to learn the lesson.
Yeah. So that part of you that thinks that it failed, I would urge you to rethink that and say it didn't fail, it's a temporary setback.
Hey, that's a good quote there. Yeah.
That's outwitting the devil.
Yes.
That's the point now. Failure is only a state of mind when you accept it as such.
Yes. And if you always think you're a failure, you never get out there and try. It's easier to give up and not do the work than go out there and do the work is what I find. A lot of people like to bitch and moan about how hard it is, but they don't want to go out and do the hard work. No, I don't want to have to look at what I do wrong, or I don't want to have to deal with what I, you know, they don't like to look at what they're doing. They like to blame the other person. And I go, well, we can't do anything about that person. We can only take care of what you're doing.
I don't imagine any of us like doing that. But, I mean, I know I didn't. But I also knew that if I didn't do it, I wouldn't grow and I wouldn't get better.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
And so for me, it was a question of what's the greater pain? Looking at myself going, cringing, like I don't even want to look in the mirror.
Yes.
Or looking in the mirror, looking for the things that might be wrong.
That's true.
Might be skin cancer, something will kill you. Obviously, that's an extreme example, but if you don't do this, you also risk not doing anything else.
That's true. And then you stay in a state of victim, too. And victim gets the most power. It's always their fault. Poor me, yeah. Dr. Patrick. Okay. I'm going to throw out the radio number again, 323-203-0815. If you're listening, please call and let us know what you think about our show, or if you've had an experience and you want to give a shout out to Dr. Pat and offer great work, or you just want to pop in and say hi and let us know if you're a previous caller, let us know how it's going. We help people. We love to have you call back and let us know how it's going.
Yeah, I know, and I like to help people. I like them to tell me that having a relationship is not worth it. And they often will not do it.
Yes, they usually don't. They want relationships, but they say it's too hard. And the one thing I know about coaching is that I told a lady, I'm the messenger. I'm just a messenger. And sometimes I have to deliver bad news that my ladies take very offensively. But I'm also saying, if I don't show you what you're doing wrong, you'll never learn. So it's like I'm like constantly getting attacked for what I try to show in them. And then later on, when we work through it, they appreciate it. But I take a lot of beating sometimes trying to help people.
Yeah, this cybersecurity thing is the same thing. Everything you do, no one wants to hear.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like with the cybersecurity thing, is that just with the government or in general? You know,
everybody.
I'm going to change the subject. Online fraud, is that on a rapid thing now? Because with this AI, do you think it's helping the fraudulent people get access to information?
I think AI helps everything, whether it be good or bad.
Yeah.
So.
Well, in your case, when you do your cybersecurity, do you have to go in? Do you go in and, well, you're just for the government though, aren't you?
I do side gigs too sometimes.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm going to switch the subject. So what's some of the stuff that you have to get in with?
Those basics, you know, have you done inventory? Do you know where everything is? When was the last time you did updates?
Oh, on your computers.
Yeah. You know, are you logged in as an admin all the time? Okay, then that can cause a problem. And the reason that causes a problem for those who don't know is that if I can get into a computer, I have your permissions. If you have God rights, I have God rights. Mm-hmm. But if I get into a computer and you have nothing, then I have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So the more restricted account you have to still meet your needs, the better off you are security-wise. Even I do it on my own personal computer. I have an account called Andrew Shaw and an account called Andy. And I know if I'm typing more than four letters, I better be paying attention. That's what I told myself.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess as time evolves, this AI is starting to, it's a whole new thing now. You say I like it. It gives a lot of information. What is your thoughts on it?
My martial arts instructor uses it to build a website, and it was incredible.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like his hardest part, he was just kind of learning and seeing if it, you know, really was a threat to jobs. And what he found is that an AI doesn't know what you want and never will.
Uh-huh.
And it's up to the human to decide what the requirements are.
Okay.
And the more you refine the requirements, the better product you get.
Uh-huh.
It's both the same in relationships. The more you refine your wants and not wants, your boundaries.
That's exactly right. If you start writing down your moral, what your values, what your compatibility, a lot of people go in and say, I'm just looking for a boyfriend. Then they get one and they're not compatible.
Well, let's take that to like a financial view.
Yeah.
You know, are you just wanting $50 in your wallet? How far is that going to get you?
Yes.
So, you know, add dollar values to your boyfriend, the person you're dating, whatever, and make that your analog and go, okay, you know, I've got $20 for one date. What's that going to give me? Not a whole lot. A cheap meal. But I have, you know, $1,000. That gets me maybe a nice weekend. And that $1,000 might equal a fiance. And then what's $10,000, $100,000 get you? Because, you know, it's an exponential curve. Is your spouse might get you $100,000. Well, now you start looking into assets and real money and real wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And that wealth is in love. It's in spirituality. It's in emotional availability. And physical safety. Like, there's a lot there that $100,000 will allow you, the equivalent of in a relationship. But you don't get that house unless you're willing to save.
Uh-huh.
You don't get that house unless you're willing to spend and invest in things. And those things are people. Those things are dates. Mm-hmm. Those things are time, phone calls. And if that investment's not paying off, you change investments. You change dating. Hey, this date's not working for me anymore. Give them 3 dates, like Dr. Pat says. You know, the first one really nervous. The second one's either or. And by the third one, we're more comfortable with you and can be our natural selves, or at least closer to it. But that's the same thing you're doing when you're learning to walk, when you're learning to run. When you're a baby, your arm, you know, makes these sweeping movements left to right until it finds your nose to grab it. And the next time around, those sweeping movements are less. And by the third time, it's more of a straight line, because the brain figures out that where space and time is compared to your arm and compared to this nose, I can grab it in a quicker time frame. It's the same thing with dating. But you don't get that straight line unless you're willing to do those dates, put in the work.
Yes.
Which is, of course, the message for all of it. He who benefits does the leg work.
That's a good compromise here. Yes.
Some people are worth it, and it's worth trying no matter what.
Well, it is. And what happens is I get a lot of ladies that they waited so long, and now they're in their 40s, and now they want to hurry up. Hurry up, hurry up. I got to get a guy. Hurry up, hurry up. And they'll take anybody. And then they want to start to change him because they like the model, or he's got a couple of good qualities, and they want to push him to have that more qualities. And I always say it's hard to change a person's behavior unless they want to change. And it's not up to us to tell them to change. They have to want to change on their own. So if we start telling them to change, they're going to get resentful. That goes back to the thing of Dr. Pat always saying, accept them for the way they are. Reject them and find a model that you're more compatible, or tolerate them. And tolerate is half accepting, half rejecting. And that's the one where you'll put up with it and all of a sudden blow up. You're hoping you can stand it with them, but there's too many flaws to compensate for the good. So have you ever had to tolerate anybody, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
People don't like that. You know, when I give them the ultimatum, I don't like that. I go, I'm sorry, I don't have a magic wand.
Yeah, no one does.
I know. They like the model, but they don't like his behavior. And then they're thinking other people will kind of show him a better behavior. I go, it doesn't work like that way, dear. Yeah. No. If they happen to be this old, they're not going by other people's input on what they need to work on. Everybody has to look within themselves.
You know, when I start dating somebody and they start going down that path of changing me,
yeah,
I like to remind them I'm a used car or a toaster. Like, I can only do some things well, and everything else requires add-ons.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, the toaster only toasts, but the car you can add add-ons.
Yeah. You can add an add-on. You know, it's just electricity. Replace the toaster with something else. It can be a house. It can be whatever you want if you have enough power.
Yeah, that's true. But
you got to put in the work to build that stuff. Like, I'm probably willing to change if it's good for the team.
Yes.
But we're not a team yet.
That's true. So, and as I said before, a lot of women look at the man's potential. You know, well, you know, he could do this, or he's good. You have to look at where he is right now, not what he's capable of doing. If you work, a lot of women think that they could just boost him up to get to him the place that will work for them. That's not really work.
Take the toaster example. You can do a lot with power, and that's all it is—just power.
Yes.
But do you have enough? Do you have the right kind? Do you have whatever? And all that requires work, and it's hard to think of relationships in that view, but I think it's important to do so.
Yes.
To put perspective on what you're trying to get done.
That's true. Yeah, relationships, remember, as Dr. Pat, you do your part and you hope to God they do theirs. A lot of people do their part and they jump over to try and do the other person's part to make the relationship go smooth. That doesn't work either. You'll get burned out on that. Because the other person will just kick back and let you do all the work.
Yep.
I love that.
We're projecting that they have some quality they don't actually have.
Yeah.
And never will, as far as you can tell.
Yeah.
Yes. Boundaries, so important. Relationship contract, so important. Deal breakers. Having those things ahead of time, knowing that what you're looking at, hey, if you don't call me by 9 p.m., I give you 24 hours. It's kind of a minimum.
Yeah.
If you do that and you're not abiding by it, cool. You've every right to do it, but I'm going to move on. You have a good life.
Yeah.
So, but you can't do that unless you're willing to have those limits.
Yeah.
And just get angry.
That's true. We got a couple more minutes here. We have no callers. It's probably due to the weekend, to the holidays coming up and stuff. It's amazing how it's already the end of November. It just seems like yesterday it was November 1st. Christmas is around the corner.
What do they say? The days are long and years are short.
The days are long and the what?
Years are short.
Oh. Is that a good or bad? The years are getting shorter and shorter.
Just means you're getting older.
I know. Okay. That's what I thought. There's got to be a catch. Hey, if anybody's out there, Dr. Pat is still alive. I went down there. My other sisters came in. One flew in from Texas and the one that takes care. And then my granddaughter on Facebook, on Dr. Pat Allen, it's got Pat with all of us sitting for a picture. So if you want to log in to drpatallen.com on our on Facebook, I guess, what's the Facebook? It's, I guess it's Dr. Pat Allen. Yeah, she's got a kind of tilted head. There's a couple of Facebook pages, but it's the one where she's wearing kind of like a light tan outfit and her face is kind of tilted to the side. So I don't know if do you do Facebook, Andy?
Yeah, I sure do. I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, okay. There's one where she's in red and there's one where she's kind of like, you could, kind of a soft background. She's wearing turquoise earrings. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to go through and find it. I'm not seeing it
right now. I think it's dr.patallen.com.
Yeah. Say that one more time.
I'm sorry.
Say that one more time, please.
It's just under dr.patallen.com when you Google it.
Okay. Ah, there it is.
Is it light one? Yeah.
Yeah. She's on the far right?
Yeah, in the red.
Yeah, you and the dog on the far left?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuzzy clippers?
Yeah. Well, go on there so you can see her post. Yeah. Follow her. Yeah.
Cool. I will.
Yeah. Yeah, she's 91. She's 91. Unfortunately, she's not able to be on the radio show because her hearing and a little bit of her cognitive skills are going down. But she's still physically doing good. She gets up and walks all the time. She does have moments of confusion. But health-wise, she's doing good at 91. So she started the WAN Institute, and I'm doing my best to carry her message. So with that, I want to offer everybody the 15-minute complimentary session through the holidays. And also, I do offer the ladies groups. I do have 8 groups, probably 3 or 4 ladies in each group. So they'll help you begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. And we go through everything that you're doing in your life. We kind of support each other. So with that, Andy, I'm going to say goodbye, and we'll see you probably in December.
Yeah.
So have a happy Thanksgiving, and you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Goodbye, everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.